It's a brilliant concept. It doesn't actually include any new surgical technique, but it's the amalgam of several techniques that I don't think have been put together before. There have been similar things done in the past. It includes the concept of tissue expansion. You put a balloon with liquid in under the skin surface, and every day you inject some more salt water into it, and it gradually expands, and it makes the skin overlying it expand as though you get fat, and then you have loose folds of skin afterwards when you get skinny again.
And they reckon that she will be able to show emotions and blush and all of this. How is that possible?
Because the skin is lying right over the muscle. But to come back to, there is one thing that is a bit innovative in that they've taken a blood vessel from somewhere else in the body and they've connected it to a blood vessel in her neck, and then they've tunneled it under the skin of the chest before they put the tissue expander in. They probably left it a couple of months for that blood vessel to be supplying the overlying skin. So it was a blood vessel that was from the leg, that was supplying skin in the leg. They've now used it to supply the skin over the chest wall, and then they put the tissue expander in, and then they turn the skin through 180 degrees and put it onto her face. And so it's not a face transplant. She doesn't have to take any drugs to suppress her immune response. This is her own skin and her own blood vessel, but using a blood vessel in a completely different place.
But are there risks, side effects?
Of course, there are always risks with any surgery, but nothing like a face transplant from somebody else from a dead body. This is a brilliant concept, and the skin, you see, will be thin, so it'll lie on those muscles, and when the muscles move, they'll move the face. When the blood vessels of her face will grow into the skin, and so she'll blush normally. It is an absolutely terrific idea, which will come into general practice very, very quickly, as opposed to face transplants, which are only likely to be used in a few cases.
So it's we're going to see a lot more of this. Is there potential for anything that, well, I mean, this sounds like science fiction, but you know, what wonders are we going to be talking about 1 or 5 years down the line?
What we're looking at is growing bones, growing muscle, growing nerves from stem cells. Maybe 5 years is a bit too early, but we've already had some of that. There were some surgeons in Germany who grew a bone from a few little chips of the patient's own bone marrow. They grew a bone to replace the jaw, and they put some proteins on it to make the bone grow, and they transplanted that kind of model with a few chips of bone in it under the patient's back, the muscle of the back, and then the bone grew over 3 months, and when it had grown to full size to replace a jaw, they then transplanted it up into the face.